Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Putin has welcomed a decision to overturn lifetime doping bans on 28 Russian athletes who had competed at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. Sport's top court said there was insufficient evidence to prove doping. The IOC says it will consider appealing against the ruling. Here's Adi Adedoyin.
The IOC felt that they provided compelling evidence of state-sponsored doping in 2014 at those Sochi Games because there was the McLaren report, WADA conducted their own report, that's the World Anti-Doping Agency, the IAAF, Athletic Sports Governing Body, conducted an investigation into state-sponsored doping in track and field in the outdoor sport. And Grigory Rabchenko, who is a former anti-doping official from Russia, who also turned whistleblower, provided evidence to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. So they felt that they provided enough reasons for these athletes to be banned for life. And the IOC, and saying they're disappointed by this development and it sets a dangerous precedent and could have a severe impact on the fight against doping.
Three of Kenya's biggest private television stations are still off-air despite a high court ruling that a government shutdown should be lifted. Transmission of all three was cut on Tuesday as they tried to broadcast the opposition politician Raila Odinga swearing himself in as president. A senior UN official says aid workers have been unable to deliver supplies to hundreds of thousands of desperate people in besieged areas of Syria for more than 2 months. Jan Egeland says the situation is at its worst since 2015, with no deliveries since the end of November. Aid convoys must be approved by the Syrian government and armed forces have to offer security guarantees. Mr. Egeland said the situation was screaming for a ceasefire.
We need an end to the fighting and we need to have Russia, Turkey and Iran again get de-escalation, as they called it, which did work to a large degree in 2017. Now there is no de-escalation. On the contrary, hospitals are being bombed, displaced civilians are being hit in crossfire by both sides and in air raids.
World news from the BBC.